Bridgeport, Connecticut's Center for Family Justice officially opened this week. It's the first place in the state where victims of abuse can go for services that include free counseling from attorneys and police. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports it's funded by state and federal grants, along with private corporations.
The center started as a YWCA in 1895, and soon after that, it became a shelter for victims of domestic violence for more than 100 years. 2 years ago, they started a renovation, and now it's one of about 100 centers in the world that offer this level of support and access to counseling for anyone who suffers from abuse. They've got about a dozen lawyers working pro bono and police officers from Bridgeport and all its neighboring towns. Deborah Greenwood runs the center. She says attorneys and police can answer a lot of questions victims might not be able to find anywhere else.
What if I want to go back to the house or the apartment or the condo and get my things, my clothes, my children's toys? Then they have the opportunity in a justice center to get advice, good sound advice, on what they can do to help them along their journey into safety.
The center also runs an off-site shelter for victims of domestic violence, and that's in a secret location to protect its residents. Last year, about 8,500 people got services from the Family Justice Center.
What I've seen is an increase in numbers, and I look at it that they're finding their way to getting help so they can become a survivor and they can live a happy life on their own.
Greenwood says when numbers go up, that's actually a good thing because the stigma can make it hard for victims to talk openly about what they're going through. She says people who walk in the door at the Center for Family Justice will find counselors and professionals who don't judge, they just want to help. And Greenwood says now they'll be able to help even more people. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.